Across Edmonton, there are 163 community leagues, and whether you're already familiar with your local league or you just moved to the area, Community League Day is a great time to connect with what's happening in your neighborhood. Leagues have all sorts of events planned for the big day tomorrow. Let's start in the south, in Mammal Plains.
Hi, I'm Lisa Charles. I'm the social chair of Mammal Community League.
Hi, I'm Rebecca Schellenberg, and I'm in charge of the membership committee at Mammal Community League. We have a spaghetti dinner in coordination with the Community League Day. We're expecting about 200 people from the community. There's going to be live music. A local massage therapist, a trainee, is going to give free massages, which we might need after ingesting all this spaghetti. A bouncy castle for the kids. The girl guides are going to come and do some games with the kids. And there's lots of spaghetti, beer, and wine for everyone.
It's so important that neighbors connect. There's an aspect from the heart and an emotion that we get filled when we connect with our neighbors and we have those friendships building, those connections building. And there's also safety. As we start to watch out for our neighbors, it becomes a much better place to live. It's a great, quiet neighborhood that we love. And we're just expanding now on the university, previously university grounds. They are bringing in commercial, which we've never had, and high-density housing. So we'll be growing exponentially, even in people.
Our membership is up to about 300 for the Community League. This started back in the 60s. Back then, the community members, they met regularly for drinks and card games and dances. And these days, we have a whole bunch of activities, from yoga to chair yoga. There's a chess club. There's a pizza and games night. We have a community choir, which is kind of unusual, with a Christmas concert and a spring concert every year. And we have about 150 people show up to these concerts with an audience sing-along. We have summer barbecue, craft club, exercise group, walking club, wine and paint night. There's a lot of stuff going on. A lot of people get involved in all of these activities.
It has been a couple years of doing it, and for me, but it's been over 20 years that this dinner's been getting planned with a not commercial kitchen. So we really rely on our volunteers to cook it at home and bring it in. So it's quite an endeavor to bring it all together. It's a wonderful experience. And all these other events that have been going on, we've really been getting people to step up and be leaders and take it on.
Right now, I'm in the kitchen with volunteers chopping up vegetables, browning meat, and getting stuff ready for the sauce.
That's Rebecca Schellenberg and Lisa Charles with Mammal Plains Community League preparing their big spaghetti dinner for Community League Day tomorrow. Now let's head to North Edmonton and find out what's happening over in Bittern.
Hi, my name is Angela Ferguson, and I am currently the program director at Bittern Community League. The Bittern Community League encompasses five neighborhoods. We're a super league, and those neighborhoods are Bittern, Kenosha, Chambery, Elsinore, and Rafferswell. We started out just as Bittern in the 80s, and slowly in the early 2000s, we added the other four neighborhoods, and currently there's even a neighborhood across the Henday that might become, you know, once it's developed, part of our neighborhood. So we have quite the different demographic here in the Bittern Community League. You got the older that, you know, built the houses, but then we've got some of those younger families that are just moving in and, you know, looking for connections. So it's kind of a nice way to have an event like this, and people come and they're like, oh, I didn't know this was available. And, you know, what other events do you do, and things like that. So it's great. We are hosting the fall clothing swap. So a few years ago, we decided to host a clothing swap to help people in our neighborhood get some clothes for relatively almost free. So the clothing swap takes your gently used clothing. We sort it through by size, and you can come in on Saturday. It's a $5 entry fee. If you haven't donated clothes, if you donate 10 plus clothes on our drop-off days, entry is free, and you can take however many pieces of clothing you would like. Most of the people that come to the event have donated, so it's not a big revenue maker. It's more just about sharing our resources, and we get about 1,000 kilograms of clothes that come in, and roughly half of that is taken back by the community, and whatever is left over, we donate to local charities. you know, a lot of us are into fast fashion, like my girls are always going through their clothes and donating things, or your kids have outgrown it and there's still lots of life left. And some people don't want to donate to those for-profit thrift stores. And so this is a great event to help take those items from people so they don't end up in the landfill, but also enable those that, you know, might be pinching pennies right now with tough times. They can come and get some great clothes with some life left in them for their families.
And you touched on it, but the idea of those connections, I mean, what is the importance of a community league in our growing city?
You pull into your driveway, you go in your house, you do stuff with your family. There's not a lot of connections with your neighbors. And I think it's important to build those relationships and those connections, because it's in times like that, that like my neighbor was just in a car accident. And so we're reaching out, asking how we can help. And, you know, if I didn't know them, I wouldn't know to reach out and feel confident in that. But, you know, the Community League tries to make events, like we have New Year's event and fireworks. We have the clothing swap. We have play school. It's just kind of a community hub to try and draw people together and have more connection close to home.
That's Angela Ferguson with the Batern Community League, which includes five neighborhoods around Castle Downs. And even though Community League Day is tomorrow, some neighborhoods have extended their celebrations beyond just this weekend.
Hi, my name is Melissa Starosta, and I'm the Communications Director with the Holyrood Community League. So we decided to host our Community League Day on September 13th, a week ahead of the usual dates, because there's so many exciting events that are happening throughout the city, and we wanted our residents to be able to participate and take in other communities having their community days. So coming up this Sunday, September 21st, from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m., we have the Buy Nothing Day, which is a neighborhood-wide event where residents give away their gently used items for free. There's no official map. Participation is casual and up to each household. The idea is to walk around both the Holyrood and Strather neighborhoods, discover items, connect with your neighbors along the way, and it just adds to the charm and spontaneity of the day. We're also inviting residents to host traditional yard sales alongside their free giveaways, making it a fun and flexible event for everyone. So this is all about promoting sustainability by giving gently used items a second life, reducing waste and keeping usable items out of the landfill, building community by encouraging face-to-face connections between neighbors, and what one person considers to be garbage might be someone else's treasure. We're finding that we're hearing from residents saying that they have a massive desire to build community connections. And we have so many great folks in the surrounding areas. This is the time and the opportunities to get to know your neighbors, make those connections, and feel that community connection.
That's Melissa Starosta with the Holyrood Community League, teeing up some of the things going on this weekend. If you're curious about what your league is planning for Community League Day, you can head to efcl.org.